This week on Balls, 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 we learn a little bit about Canada, play buy or sell with the NFC East, and we tell you why your team is the worst. 15, 10, 45. Welcome to Balls, 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 a podcast about sports and other things. What's up, ballers?
Are you referencing us or our fan base?
I don't know.
We're the ballers.
We're the ballers, obviously.
We do ball out of control.
We're crazy ballers.
Very excited about today because it's summer party.
Slumber party.
Slumber party 2015.
2K15.
2K15. Never been anywhere to a summer party before.
You are gonna love the quality of family members I have.
So Blake's mom, describe summer party for our listeners.
Well, usually she has a live band that's god awful.
This year she has a DJ.
This year she's got a DJ to rock out the party.
Year two.
She did post on Facebook song requests, and I requested Vacation.
I saw that. Foreigners, you mean?
She did mess that one up. Okay. I wanted to request something like nice and ghetto, but I couldn't think of anything offhand, so.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, it'll just happen tonight once I'm fairly
drunk. Everyone gets super trashed. Everyone is super hillbilly, and our neighbors get pissed. I'm sure the cops will come at least twice, so.
Pretty excited
it's
about
good
that.
Times.
So I was explaining it to Justin and Kenny a little bit yesterday. And, you know, big part of Blake's mom has a really, really nice outdoor bar. So that's sort of what it's centered around. But then, like, cards, football, cornhole. She gets a water slide, like a giant inflatable thing.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how last year, at like 9 o'clock or so, neighbor starts firing off his gun, if you remember.
I believe it.
Yep.
What?
That's about right.
The one with the pool on the side there.
Do you need to sign a waiver to come to this? Like, hey, I recognize that I could potentially die today.
Yeah, I mean, you need to be prepared. Anything can happen. There's fights multiple times. I mean, it gets...
The cops came multiple times last year, like you said.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty excited about
Adam
that.
Adam bloodied up his toe. I mean, there's bound to
be
injuries.
I was bleeding by the end of the night.
Take pics and post it on the Facebook page and tweet them. So.
Yes. Balls, Balls, Balls will be live tweeting Slumber Party 2K15.
I'm pretty excited. Well, that leads us into our ballsy question of the week. And I came up with a similar one to what Kenny had last week for us. But I was thinking about this. And if you're in Russell Wilson's shoes, would you have rather been injured before the Super Bowl started and not thrown the game-losing interception and had your team win without you? Or would you have rather played in the game and played the game that he did and then thrown the game-losing interception?
Yeah.
I see what you're asking.
So would you rather have your team win? You would have got
without
the ring.
Without you, or...
And you could put it... You could imagine any sport. Would you rather be on the team and lead your team all the way up to the championship, but like get
they
injured...
They win without you, or they lose because of you?
Okay. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
We're not saying that Russell Wilson lost the Super Bowl and it's his fault.
Yeah,
but looking at the one play, okay.
It might even make more sense to say that because that's kind of more...
To throw the game-losing interception.
Just say, because of you.
Yeah, to win the championship without you or lose because of you playing in the championship.
I'd still rather play. Just the fact that you're on that stage, you get the ability to try and win. I mean, okay, so you lost, but...
Yeah. I think if they, like, say... I don't know who their backup quarterback was last year, but let's say it was Terrell Pryor, because I know it was like 2 years ago.
Was it Tavares Jackson?
Yeah, been their backup
Tavares
for a
Jackson.
While. Yeah.
So say Tavares Jackson had come in and beat the New England Patriots. You know, Marshawn Lynch did his thing. He threw over Brandon Browner and Darrelle Revis. Then what does that say about Russell Wilson, especially when he's going into a contract year? If you're going to try and get money, and
then
you're going to
say, maybe he's
Tavares Jackson just did everything that you needed to do.
Let's not get off the question, though. What would you, as a person,
definitely
I'd play in the game?
I would just feel miserable, like, if they won without me. Just like, oh, wow, great. Like, am I going to be, like, undercut? Like, do I lose credibility now because we lost?
Yeah,
like,
this is a tough one for me.
That's very much a, you're getting left out.
Because,
like,
I mean, that's, like, one of the top, like, obviously the Super Bowl just happened, so like that's all in people's memories. But like, the way they're making it sound, it's like, I mean, it was a really good game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's like pretty memorable. I think a lot of people are gonna remember that for a long time, just because of how good Marshawn Lynch is, especially in short yardage situations. He's like one of the strongest running backs,
except for against the Chiefs.
Besides the point.
And all I'm saying is they stopped him on fourth and one.
I don't know. I would have to, like, if I were in that situation, part of me is kind of like, man, I wouldn't want that on my name. Yeah. Like, I would have rather...
Because, like you said, everyone's going to remember it. Now everyone's going to remember that Russell Wilson threw an interception at the end of the Super Bowl to lose.
Yeah.
You're still remembered. And there's always going to be the contingent of people that say... You know, they wouldn't have even been in a position to have a game-winning play potential without Russell Wilson.
For sure, but I don't know. Like, it's weird. Like, do you want to have the Super Bowl ring and say, hey, we won a Super Bowl if you're not involved? Like, in my opinion, I'd be totally fine being a backup quarterback in the NFL. Give me to the Super Bowl and win. I'd be pumped about that. So, in, like, all reality, would you not want to just win a Super Bowl?
I would just rather have the two rings. And if we're just talking about Russell Wilson in this instance, like, he could just, I mean, he would have the excuse of, like, well, I was injured. We probably would have won the game with me anyway, so that helps my contract, you know what I mean, even more. Because, like, I led the team to this point, even though he threw 5 interceptions in the NFC Championship game and they won off of a bunch of fluky plays. But
the NFC Championship game, side note, was to me the most interesting game I've watched in my entire life.
It was bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
That's a good question. What's the best game you've ever watched in your entire life? Like, how about even best Super Bowl that we've actually seen?
The best Super Bowl was the Steelers versus the Cardinals.
Wow, yeah, that was a good game. But the only thing I can remember is, like, what really got me interested in watching football was the Titans against the Rams.
That was so good.
That was ridiculous. So like, I had never been, like, into football. Like, I mean, obviously I was into it, but that made me, like,
fan. Another one that, like, really got me was the Patriots versus Giants the first time. That was such a good game.
Yeah.
Like, especially with the Patriots being this juggernaut, 18-0, coming into the game... I just remember I was literally on the edge of my seat the entire game, and the score was 17-14. It wasn't like it was this high scoring shootout,
right?
But I was just like,
but it was ripped. Like, intense. Yeah. Yeah, it was just an intense game throughout.
Okay, well, talking about NFL, let's head into our division by division. This week, we're talking about NFC East. This is Blake's forte.
This is the one.
This is the one. But before we get started, so we're going to go through, we're going to make our kind of predictions, and we'll let Blake talk mostly about it, but we're going to do buy or sell. We have 4 buy or sells. Okay, are you buying or selling that Sam Bradford finishes the season for the Eagles?
I'm going to buy that.
You're going to buy it?
Yeah. I think the Eagles have by far probably like 3-fold better offensive line than Sam Bradford's played behind. And that's semi a fluke injury to happen twice. Yeah. When he got tackled, it wasn't like a major play or anything like that. They're taking it a lot slower, so I think he's going to have a lot more time to recover. He hasn't done full activities yet, so...
They're really giving him
time. I got to say, you got to take a chance. I'm totally fine with him trading for him, and I'm going to go ahead and buy that. He'll end up playing.
I'm buying it, too, because the way that Chip Kelly offense runs, like, they get the ball out fast. Right. You know what I mean? It's, like, a very fast pace, like, and I doubt he'll be doing, like, any type of read option. Like, I just can't see him doing that.
I still think they'll do it. The thing about Sam Bradford is a lot of people underestimate. He is an athletic guy. He's not very fast, but he's athletic. He moves well in the pocket, and he can do things with his feet and create plays. He's just not a runner.
Chip Kelly's offense isn't necessarily to have the quarterback run the ball as much as it is to be able to send a lot of people into different
multiple places. Options. You have this or this, and the quarterback is just reading which one is open.
Yeah. So I think I'd rather have multiple options speed. With, you know, your screen, a couple downfields, you know, a running back coming over the middle or something, than having one of those options be a 5-yard quarterback scramble.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I think we're all buying that. Okay.
Did you say buy? Were you going to buy that
too? Yeah, I'd buy that. One thing I'd look at, too, I don't know you know, what games he got injured in or whatever, but, you know, what pass rush are you more afraid of? The pass rush of the
NFC
West
or the NFC East?
Because the Cowboys, Giants, and Redskins don't necessarily strike fear into quarterbacks' hearts.
Not in the last
few years. The Seahawks, Cardinals, and 49ers have done exactly that. He was playing in a defensive division where quarterbacks are bound to get hit.
You look at this division, the NFC East now, you got the Giants chasing Pierre-Paul. He's playing with 9.5 fingers now. Or maybe 8.5.
Well, let's get there. Let's get there. Okay, so buy or sell, speaking of quarterbacks, buy or sell, RG3 finishing the whole season for the Redskins.
Finishing healthy or as the starter?
Well,
because that's another point with Sam Bradford. We don't even know if he's going to start yet. Maybe he'll stay healthy because Mark Sanchez plays.
You think if RG3 is healthy, he starts the whole year?
I meant Sam Bradford.
Yeah, you're talking about Bradford. I'm going to sell RG3 can stay healthy for 16 games.
Yeah, I'm selling him as well. I wouldn't draft him in a fantasy league.
I don't think he's going to finish the season as a starter, even if he was healthy.
Yeah, I think he's
it's hard to say so, but he's got so much talent. It's just the way the Redskins organization has used him. Like, that injury that happened should have never happened. When he came back and played against, I think, Seattle when he got hurt in the playoffs. He was already playing hurt, and he just completely messed up. That's terrible. That should never happen. Yeah. You do not put him back in. I don't care how much the player's like, oh, I'm good.
Right.
That's your franchise quarterback.
You just have to weigh risk and reward with that. Do you really think that by doing this, you're winning the Super Bowl, or are you potentially making this one game more competitive?
Yeah. It just seemed like a terrible call. And the Redskins organization has just been doing so many bad choices lately. It's hard to say. Like, this guy's mindset is in the right place. I think it'd be tough for him to come back and show the talent he did in his first year. It's hard to say that it happened.
I'm going to buy it.
You're buying.
I don't necessarily think he'll get injured, because I think that they'll try to limit the things that he can do run-wise.
They're learning from their mistakes in the past.
And I think that Jay Gruden... John Gruden?
It's Jay.
Jay Gruden, that's what I thought. He's going to want to keep him in there as much as possible and have him do poorly.
So that
and
he can
showcase
say,
to the owner that he needs to be gone. Because one of them, I can't imagine, and people said this about this year, but that they'll both be there next year, that it's just, it'd be hard to imagine. Because I can't imagine that they're going to do super well with RG3 at the starting position or anything.
The owner, though, that's a mystery to me. Like, he invested so much in this first round pick. Is he going to be too arrogant and stubborn to say, well, you know what? This head coach could potentially be really good.
That's why you have to... it can't be some mixed thing where it's like, maybe he didn't do as good as we wanted. You know, leave him in there and let him sink or swim like a stone. Like, it's...
yeah,
it's got to be one of the
this
other.
Is definitely
there was an article that came out, I think, the beginning of last year where RG3 was just saying, oh, I can't remember if he was saying the coaches or it was him saying, like, being so stubborn saying, well, I'm not going to play my game then, or I'm going to stop running. Like, that was the thing that can make him elite and can make him a better quarterback, because he has those capabilities.
He's just not smart about it.
Don't play the way you're supposed to play the game. Sometimes you have to take the risk of getting injured to play the way you're going to be successful. So,
look at how Cam Newton and Colin Kaepernick play the game. They play it in a riskier way, but with that, then you have to be smart about how you're doing that.
Like, Russell Wilson is a better example, because Cam Newton is a linebacker playing quarterback.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's small, but you always see him slide before anyone gets within 3 yards.
If RG3 could model his game after Russell Wilson, he could be an elite player.
Yeah, he has enough talent to
do it. He's got the arm,
He's a better Russell Wilson. I mean,
he might be faster, too. I'm not even sure.
I would definitely say he has better accuracy, especially on the deep ball.
Than Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's got a pretty good deep ball.
Russell Wilson's...
but RG3
is pretty much known for the deep ball coming out of college.
Had a great deep ball when he first... yeah. I don't know. But, okay. You brought up JPP. By yourself, that he plays this year for the Giants. That he plays at all.
I definitely think he plays this year for the Giants, I think, is what the question is. Like, that's still to be seen. I know they got, like, a franchise tag, but they could lift that, too. I mean... Do you really want to say, hey, this guy who's willing to do something as stupid as go blow your fingers off shooting fireworks, is this the guy you want having the face of your franchise?
Yeah, if
you
I'm really the Giants, I'm cutting that tag. Can you cut the tag? Can you rescind the tag?
Yeah, if they haven't signed it, he hasn't signed
it. I would cut him. Like, that is so dumb. It's so dumb.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not just that, but, like, he's going to have to learn to play with that. It's, okay, he can be healthy enough to play, but that's going to be different.
Okay, buy or sell that inevitably when the Giants have a Sunday night or Monday night football game, they're going to do a special piece on his new custom-fitted glove.
Glove, yeah.
That's going to have...
That was so weird. That's, like, the first thing I think of. Like, what's he going to do with this glove? Is he going to
They're
going to,
like, zoom in on it and, like, do the special featurette on
like,
him.
Like, sew the finger down so one is, like...
Tom Coughlin gets, like, really pissed and he just comes in. He's like, Coach, what do I do? And he comes in with scissors and just cuts it off. Yeah. You're fine.
Fine.
Okay, finally, on the buy or sell. Cowboys have the best fan base in the NFL.
So.
I can't believe this is even a question. I can't believe that was a legit list.
Sell. I'm selling that. They have... Oh, my gosh. Have you ever met a Cowboys fan?
There were numerous problems last year with Cowboys home games being more of away games for them because so many Cowboys fans... were selling their tickets.
Right. When the 49ers played there against the Cowboys, it was like a sea of red. Hmm. It looked like a home game for the Cowboys.
And like, definitely for the 49ers also.
Just because there's a bunch of rich people in the area that want to be seen and buy high-priced tickets at a giant stadium and fill it out, doesn't mean that they're the best fans.
Can they really say they have the highest fan base? I think back in the day when NFL wasn't so like global, where you could see every game on TV all the time, is like, okay, the Cowboys are like NFL's team or the America's team.
Right.
I don't think that's the case anymore because you have access to all of the teams now.
I think it was like 2 years
so
ago.
Can
they
this
said
be based
the Broncos
off of that?
Are seen as America's team now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, they sell the highest amount of... I did a tour of Dallas Cowboys Stadium once. And they said it's something like 60% of all NFL merchandise sold is Dallas Cowboys. So definitely, yes, they maybe have the largest fan base. But I think that's just because going back to the idea of it being America's team and the Super Bowls in the 90s, they just sort of got popular. It doesn't mean they have the best fans. You know, right. They don't have the fans that show out, that travel, that really... are supporting.
Blake, tell us, give us a breakdown of the NFC East this year. Who's winning what? Who's doing well and what's going on?
This is a tough kind of division for me because...
lots of uncertainty.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of teams that have the ability to win games. Last year, a lot of people were talking about the NFC East being one of the worst divisions. I think it's getting back to the point where it's one of the better divisions, at least one of the more competitive divisions.
There's three teams that legitimately could and should make the playoffs.
You have the Cowboys, who went last year. Here's my question about them, is they won it using their certain play style. They ran the ball, they had time of possession, they got that done. So they got rid of the leading rusher in the NFL. So can they stay with that formula and continue to get first downs and run the clock? Because their defense is by far their weak spot. Mm-hmm. So if their defense has to be on the field more, there's a good chance they don't make the playoffs again.
Mm-hmm. And they're missing... the only real name on their defense from last year to still be there is out for the first four games.
Yeah.
Orlando Scandrick.
And then you look at the Eagles...
he's also out, but he wasn't there last year or something.
Right. He's looking at it from last year. You look at the Eagles, who've had so much turnover... You follow Chip Kelly. He's got 10-6 2 years in a row. It's hard to argue against it. But are these huge changes, this massive overhaul, is it going to work?
Changing
out?
Your starting quarterback,
running back,
and
top
wide
receiver.
You know,
your half of 3/4 of your secondary have changed.
Philly feels boom or bust. They're going.
They could win 12
6
games.
6-10 or 12.
Or
and
they're
4.
Going to win 6 games. The Giants, who have gotten a lot better from last year and the year before, where they had bad records.
Eli Manning is the flash in the pan with that. Like, is he just going to light it up?
Which
or is
Eli
he going to be? Yeah.
He had a good year last year.
The end of the year. The beginning of the year, they weren't good at all.
Did they get beat by Jackson?
I think it's like the last 6 games or something. They won maybe 5 or 6 of the last 6. Like, they have a lot of potential
without
to continue.
Their number one receiver, too.
Yeah, they have a lot of potential to bounce back and have a good season. The Redskins are... I would say by far the obvious choice to say they're going to be at the bottom of the division.
Right.
But when you look at them compared to, say, like the Jaguars and Titans, like in a division, having having Washington at the bottom of the division isn't bad at all.
Let's play our favorite game, Really Trivial Pursuit.
I made the sound effects at brunch, so.
Do it for us, Adam.
I'm all sound effected out.
You gotta do it, we need it.
Affect us with sound.
It doesn't work without you.
Do it!
Alright,
here we go. Really Trivial also Pursuit, brought to you by top5ofanything.com.
Top 5 of anything. We're going to start this off on a positive note. Top 5 jobs with the most job openings in Canada in the year 2020.
Why is there a list for this?
What jobs are going to have the most openings in Canada in 2020?
Well, hockey coaches.
No.
I'm just going to go through this list because there's no way you can get this.
Justin's just going to stereotype Canada real quick.
Hockey coaches, maple syrup farmers.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go Canadian bacon?
Store greeters.
Store greeters.
Super happy all the time.
healthcare professionals, because everyone has free healthcare there. And pig farmers.
It's gotta be it. I'm gonna assume that's all 5. We know the bottom one is gonna be anything that has to do with, like, the police or anything, because they don't have any sort of crime.
Yeah, they have no crime. They're actually abolishing their police force. Okay, Adam, do you have any guesses?
I don't have a single guess.
All right,
I would have thought a lot more, like, technology things, because technology obviously always growing. Something within technology has to be on the list. Yeah, but
Canada's never produced anything.
I like where Justin went with healthcare. I think, like, nurses.
All right, what are our top 5?
The number 1 most job openings: mining, oil, and gas supervisor.
Supervisor, not the actual workers.
There's not going to be any openings for workers, but just supervisors.
We need more supervisors. We have tons of workers.
We have so many workers.
Number 2, pilot. What? A pilot. And number 3, college instructor, okay. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Gotta love the education, Jackie. You'd probably be moving
to Canada in 2020.
Railway and transportation supervisor.
Only supervisor.
They have no leadership in Canada. That's the problem. and then number 5 is power systems operator.
What is a power systems operator?
Oh, everyone knows.
Alright.
Yeah, you're the only one that doesn't know.
I feel
really
like
know.
We shouldn't even explain it, really. It's not worth it.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there.
Let's go movies and television. What do you got for us, Blake?
We're going to go with the top 5 most expensive movies ever made.
Titanic.
I feel like maybe we could come up with this kind of
Titanic.
Stuff. No.
We're not saying what grossed the most. We're saying most expensive to
most
make.
Most expensive to make. Like, their budget was probably the most.
I'm going
to
guess Titanic. I'm going...
It's not like they actually built and sunk the boat.
They built the set. They did sunk. I'm saying Titanic. Alien 3.
Oh god. Justin.
Of course.
You really had a chance with this list.
Home Alone. They rented out the entire state of New York for Home Alone 2. Home Alone 2.
Lost in New York!
I don't know. I instantly thought of Avatar, but I don't think it's going to be
on the list
because a lot of it's CGI.
But maybe they have to pay people more. I don't know. My only legitimate guess for me, honestly, is Titanic. Adam.
I would say maybe superhero movies are on there. A lot of explosions.
Like Transformers.
Like that. So, Transformers. That's also CGI.
I'm thinking the first Avengers.
Avengers could be
on. I want to put Ocean's 13 on the list.
Why? That's
they
just
actually had to
around.
Rob a bank.
Yeah.
Because they had so many big name actors.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
I wonder if that's part of it.
Brad Pitt.
Matt Damon. Julie Roberts. No, she's not in that one. She's only in Ocean's 12. She's in 12 and 13.
11 and 12, good
job. Yeah, 11
All right, I got the list pulled up here. So the most expensive movie ever made was X-Men The Last Stand.
Really?
Here's the even more strange. Number 2 was King Kong.
The new one or the old one?
It's gotta be 2005.
So
King Kong.
The one with Jack Black.
Superman Returns? Did anyone actually watch that movie?
That movie had to bust big time. There's no way they made money. 2006. That was the most expensive movie ever.
Yes,
made.
Titanic, number 4.
Titanic was on there, tied with Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2. And then The Chronicles of Narnia in 2005.
It all seems so weird. Like, what are they spending money on? Like,
you know, I should have gone with Lord of the Rings.
Let me check the sources.
But they did have good
various.
Various, including The Numbers, Box Office Mojo, and IMDb. At least it's not just various.
IMDb is my most trusted source.
Let's go do a sports one.
Let's go to the sports. Let's see what we got here.
Well, you could give us some sports trivia from this sweet game we have.
Yeah, this next section of trivia we brought to you by
Ultimate Sports Trivia Challenge, the video game combo pack.
This is ultimate.
For two or more players, ages 8 and up.
Alright. How much do you guys think this game costs?
$250
is the correct answer.
That's the winning answer.
It's one of those Goodwill finds.
Blake's girlfriend is a thrift shopper, and everything she bought ever is worth $250.
I have the questions. I will be reading to Justin one, and then Adam next, so you guys aren't both going to answer. Okay. Unless you need to use a lifeline, you can see what we can get.
Okay.
So.
Should I plug my ears since you're reading to Justin first?
No.
Yeah, and then he has to phone a friend to get to you. Okay, so this one will be for Justin. Which player's record did Peyton Manning break in 2005 by throwing 49 touchdown passes?
Kurt Warner.
Would you like to phone a friend? Most touchdown passes in a season. Whose record did Peyton Manning break?
Okay, then Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Didn't Kurt Warner? Kurt Warner? Kurt Warner threw like 40-some touchdowns 1 year, didn't he?
He didn't break the record ever.
40-some, not 50.
So,
and then Tom Brady broke it the next year, correct?
Record. Dan Marino was the correct
answer. Yeah, Tom Brady broke it, then Manning broke it 2 years ago.
Broke it again, yeah. Okay, Adam. How wide in yards is a professional football field? Not long, wide.
How girthy.
I know you like it wide.
I keep it wide. 20?
20 yards?
What are you talking about? Wide.
It's 40, isn't it?
No.
50?
Come on, guys.
60?
You never heard about this? You've never heard this? It's a completely random number.
Like 28 and a half or something?
Okay, well, let's at least give you the easy one. How long is the football field?
120.
Yeah.
120.
Including the end zone.
Okay.
So it's 53 yards wide.
Really?
53, yeah. Isn't that super weird?
I like it.
Way less than
I always thought it was 50, and then I actually found
they should make it 100 by 100.
53 yards.
So much.
When you look at it,
20 yards.
It does not look, when you look at it, like it's a 2 by 1.
20 yards might be like the hashes.
Listen, I'll kill you.
Alright, here we go. Justin, when the Cleveland Browns left Ohio in 1996, what team did they become?
The Ravens.
Good job.
Come on.
I didn't know you'd know that. Adam, how many Super Bowls have the Pittsburgh Steelers won?
I don't know when this game came out, but it's 6.
It is 6. How many have they played in?
7.
I'd say like 9.
They've played in 8 and won 6. Good job, good job. I'll give you this one. Who was the founder, player, and first coach of the Green Bay Packers?
Todd Pakman.
He also has a something named after him.
Jim Lombardi.
With the Packers stadium.
Jim Lambo.
Jim is definitely not his first name. Earl Lewis Lambo was the founder, player, and first coach of the Green Bay Packers.
If it's not Jim, it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah, true. All right. Last one, Adam. Which team won the first Super Bowl and against who?
The Packers.
Come on.
Did they beat the Chiefs?
Yeah, that's 31-10.
I wasn't sure if that was the first or the second Super Bowl.
I think they played in both.
Packers won the first two, I know that.
But I think they played the Chiefs in both, didn't they?
They played the Chiefs. No, they didn't play the Chiefs in both.
Oh.
I know that we played.
I think they played the Colts in the second one.
That could be.
Did we play in the third, too?
We played in the fourth and beat
the
Vikings.
Well, we won the fourth,
Vikings.
But I thought we lost, like, the third or something.
I did an eighth grade project on the first Super Bowl. It was really, really
Did stupid. You enjoy it?
No, it was terrible. We didn't do all right, well
read us at this all. Question. I'm not looking, Blake.
All right. So we're going to go opposite of last week's and go with the top five least sexy male sports.
I just want to say that I advocated against doing it.
Okay.
I was not for it, too. When you say climbing is the number one sexiest sport, I'm not trying to figure out what they think is
Blake, unsexy. Are you looking at the answers right now?
I have the answers.
Okay.
Are they things that are actual sports, or are they more
They're all completely stupid.
Okay. Okay, least...
No. They're all completely, absolutely awful.
So,
if you guys come up with one of these...
Semi-professional bowling.
Okay.
Yoga.
That was number six.
Yoga. Male yoga, not female yoga.
It is male sports, so...
Are you serious? Male sports is one of them?
No. Okay. He said male yoga. I say, obviously, it's not female.
Is yoga on the list?
Yoga's on the list.
It is?
Got it.
Yoga/Pilates.
Yes.
You sweat so much and just strut your hairy body all over.
Okay. What else might you sweat in? That's completely stupid.
A sauna. Male sauna.
Male sauna-ing is number one. No. Aerobics is number one. What's the real sport? That might be the...
Baseball.
The sexiest sport.
Baseball.
No.
Football.
Hockey.
No. Come on.
Real sport.
Basketball.
Rugby.
Ugly people play.
Rugby.
No.
Hockey.
No.
Hockey.
Hockey is the answer, no.
Rugby?
You said ugly people, right?
Yes.
So rugby or hockey?
Golf. Everyone's at least 60 years old that plays golf.
How is that an unattractive sport?
It is. I hate golfers.
Because they all wear ugly-ass clothes?
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, who's that? Who's the guy who wore the all-orange?
McIlroy. Rory.
Rory McIlroy.
I'm going to bet that it's not Rory McIlroy, and that's the only name he knows.
Tiger Woods.
It might have been.
Name another. Current. Because you were about to say Jack Nicklaus.
I was. Phil Mickelson.
Spieth. What's his first name?
Jordan.
Jordan.
Yes. Ha.
Bubba Watson.
Okay, what are the
about that Johnson guy?
What's the rest of the list?
Also, bodybuilding.
I'll take that.
Is the least... I guess
that... Wasn't going to the gym... Going to the gym was one of the sexiest.
Yeah.
But bodybuilding...
If you get too buff, you're out of here.
That's super true, though. I hate buff people.
Yeah.
And, like, they get the stupid-ass spray tans. So gross. Number five was cycling.
Only because Lance Armstrong screwed it up for everyone by doing drugs.
Used to be so sexy.
It was so sexy. For everyone. Spandex. Oh, man. Why your team is the worst?
The worst.
Why your team wears skirts?
Why your team wears skirts? This week we're it's a double whammy. We're hitting
double slim.
We're hitting Chicago hard. The Bears and the Cubs.
Who wants to start it off right?
I'll start it off.
Let's go ahead and start it. Thanks.
Okay, so I'm gonna start it off.
Yeah. Could we get Jackie in here to start this?
Jackie,
get Ron.
What are your thoughts on Jay Cutler?
So
literally the worst person I've ever met in my life.
Jay Cutler.
Through these stories.
Even the Chicago Bears do not like Jay Cutler.
No one
such
likes...
a tool.
Beyond Jay Cutler, too, every quarterback I can think of that they've had in recent memory, so Rex Grossman, Josh McCown, the kid from Notre Dame, Jimmy Clausen.
Kyle Orton.
They all wear their helmet the exact same way, and it pisses me off so much. So they put on their helmet.
Covering their eyes,
and
basically.
Just, you know, put it on normal, and then they grab their face mask and yank it down to where it's just above their eye line.
And you wonder why they throw so many INTs.
Because they can't see. Their entire perception, like their eyes are being moved because they can't even see anymore.
When the face of your franchise is Jay Cutler, and mainly for bad reasons, your team is the worst.
At least he's got that great twitch, though.
Let's talk about the history of the Bears. Okay. They finally recently discovered the forward pass after it had been invented for 80 years. Running the football since God knows when and not doing it successfully. They've been acting tough since 1985 when they won the Super Bowl. We're bear tough.
Let's talk about this
Your
one
defense
year.
Blows. It blows. Your stadium looks like a spaceship crashed into it, and you'll never beat the Packers again. You also lost to Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. Losing to Peyton Manning in the playoffs is like losing to Andy Dalton in the playoffs, which is also like losing to Jay Cutler in the playoffs. So we're back to square one. You have to be a special kind of bad to lose to Peyton Manning in the playoffs.
Jay wasn't there at quarterback when they made that run, was he?
No, it was
Kyle Orton, right?
It was Orton and then Grossman, right? Because Orton got injured.
There was that very weird period where they were like both not the quarterback, essentially.
Where they were all terrible.
And then they would both go into press conferences like, I hate Chicago, I wish I wasn't here. I think it was Grossman who did that.
If we're talking about history and we're talking about the Cubs... When's their last World Series? 436 years ago.
This is my theory on the ivy on their wall. The groundskeeper, like, they won the World Series, and they're like, "Hey, we'll trim the ivy when we win the World Series like the again. Thing. We're gonna trim it when we win the World Series. It'll probably be next year." So, ha 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 ha.
They're growing World Series ivy.
Yeah.
400 years later, the ivy's still growing in your stadium. Adam, why do you hate Chicago?
It's too dirty for me.
Yeah. All the players are dirty, too.
I agree.
And that's why those teams are the worst!
My mom grew up in Chicago, so I always had to go back there, like, a couple times a year when I was a kid. I hated it.
I actually like going to Chicago. We go shop every once in a while. But me and Justin have talked about the train. And he's like, oh, that's so gross!
Yeah. Also never been on the train.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, we had the train a lot. It's quite the ride.
I did a lot of research on this last segment. All right.
Are you saying you got a lot of information on that segment or the segment coming up?
That segment.
Gotcha. That last segment.
The Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl.
The solid 10 seconds.
I nailed it.
Alright, let's wrap up. What is your...
anything not sports?
Yeah, we did...
Trivia.
Trivia.
Okay, continue.
I felt like this was a good episode.
No, it's fine so far. I was just wondering, I couldn't remember.
Well, we're wrapping up now.
Oh, so we talked about summer party.
Do you have anything summer that party. You want to talk about? What's your victory of the week, Blake?
Victory of the week. I survived my first full-time week at work, so
pretty
impressive.
Yeah. No one thought you'd make it this far.
It was intense.
Was there
a pool of bets going?
Yeah, we all thought he'd quit.
Yeah, tons of money was thrown in. I'm now rich. My second million.
Second million. Nice. Yeah. I mean...
Second's the hardest.
My victory is that sweet clan battle that we just won in Clash of Clans.
Oh, what was the score?
It was like 45-20 or something like that.
We tore that up.
Have we talked about Clash of Clans on the episode yet?
Yeah.
Last week.
We posted a picture of the clan. Clanning.
Right. We were clanning.
We're still trying to get Adam to do it, so somebody give him a reason as to why he...
Podcasters.
Wonder why I'm not going to do it?
Because you're lame as hell?
No,
no, that's a good point, Blake.
I was talking to the Feminino in my life, and we were making fun of you guys for all of the Clash of Clans, and she was like, honestly, I hate that game so much. Never be a person that plays Clash of Clans.
Listen, podcasters that clan together stay together.
They stay together. If you want to be one of us, you need to join Noob right now.
Noob.
We've got Brittany in it now, and she got us a solid 4 stars.
By Brittany, we mean our coworker, not my wife.
I definitely thought of your wife.
Sorry.
So.
No, I don't really know.
Adam, what's your victory of the week?
I had kind of a solid week. Spoke of my lady in my life there.
Feminino?
She's in India right now, so she left on Monday, made it through the first week of her being gone.
How long is she there?
She's got 5 more weeks, so... And considering, like, it's India, it's not like we can, like, talk all the time. Like, she doesn't get cell phone service, so we can talk through iMessage. But it's, like, about 30 minutes a day or so, just because Wi-Fi and power spotty.
Do you think she's going to learn how to speak Punjab?
Punjab?
I've been speaking that for years.
Blake knows all about a Punjab.
My Punjab is on point.
Blake. He speaks Punjab, and...
I think it's Punjabi.
The poons really
respond. Punjab is way better.
Can we wrap this up now?
Other thing, so yesterday, went to a dive bar behind Justin's house in Mishawaka.
Oh, God.
What is a dive bar for all the viewers that don't drink, aka just, me?
You really don't know what a dive bar
crappy
is?
Crappy bar.
Just a crappy bar with nothing
neighborhood
going for
bar.
It.
I thought so it was maybe like a bar with a pool or something to dive in.
No. It was really fun, though. I went with Justin's brother, Kenny, and we had a few drinks. We ended up controlling the music through TouchTunes, the app. And we ended up playing a whole bunch of, like, really alt-rock and, like, indie stuff. And we think that everyone in there was pretty confused because it switched. It went straight from, I think the song was Cherry Pie by Warrant.
She's my cherry pie.
And, like, for the entire time before that, it had been that trashy 80s rock. And then we threw in stuff like Vacationer and Washed Out.
And then half the crowd left.
Like, we were outside. Like,
they couldn't wave their Confederate flags.
Yeah,
but
that's more like it. We didn't talk about the top 100 at all.
We'll get there.
Jeez. Next week.
Next week.
Something to look forward to.
This week's episode is brought to you by Clash of Clans, Catch 22 Sports Bar in Mishawaka, which is the dive bar.
It's Catch 22 Pub and Grub.
Pub and Grub.
The catch
is that you have to be 22. They don't serve 21-year-olds. We just made that up.
They also only have beer and wine, so there's that. And there's a chance that there'll be some kind of hipster kids outside changing the music.
Also brought to you by TouchTunes.
Special thanks to
Red Bag Records, my production company. Of course, my custom band merch for still supporting us.
Hey, what's BFF Podcast's Twitter handle?
At BFF Podcast?
That's it?
I don't know.
So Justin's wife and her best friend do a podcast. They call it the BFF Podcast. And
so this podcast is brought to you by feminism.
It's mainly about feminism. And crime.
And crime.
And wine.
And how feminism is a crime.
Do they talk about how terrible Michigan is?
No.
Then they're not on our
We dropped the ball this week! Michigan sucks! See ya.